session. Thank you very much. Session to order. Please call the roll.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Maps.
Here.
Rubio.
Here.
Ryan Hardesty.
Here.
Wheeler.
And for the record, I believe that the settlement agreement conversations with the Department of Justice are ongoing. So the mayor and Commissioner Ryan are excused for this afternoon's session. If we could get legal counsel's advice, please.
Good afternoon. To participate in council meetings, you may sign up in advance with the council clerk's office for communications to briefly speak about any subject. You may also sign up for public testimony on resolutions or the first readings of ordinances. The published council agenda at portlandoregon.gov/auditor contains information on how and when you may sign up for testimony while the city council is holding electronic meetings. Your testimony should address the matter being considered at the time. When testifying, please state your name for the record. Your address is not necessary. Please disclose if you are a lobbyist, and if you are representing an organization, please identify it. The presiding officer determines the length of testimony. Individuals generally have 3 minutes to testify unless otherwise stated. When your time is up, the presiding officer will ask you to conclude. Disruptive conduct such as shouting, refusing to conclude your testimony when your time is up, or interrupting others' testimony or council deliberations will not be allowed. If there are disruptions, a warning will be given that further disruption may result in the person being placed on hold or ejected from the remainder of the electronic meeting. Please be aware that all council meetings are recorded.
Thank you very much. Megan, I believe we have, I'm sorry, I don't know why I keep saying Megan. Keelan, I believe we have one agenda item this afternoon. Please read the item.
Item 750, recognize winners of the Regional Coalition for Clean Rivers and Streams Student Video Contest.
Commissioner Mapps.
Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty and Commissioner Rubio. I have good news this afternoon. I suspect that the presentation we are about to hear will be one of the highlights of your week. I know I have been looking forward to this moment for months. We are here today to hear a request from the Bureau of Environmental Services to recognize the three young Portlanders who won this year's Regional Coalition for Clean Rivers and Streams Student Video Contest. The Regional Coalition for Clean Rivers and Streams is a partnership of municipal agencies in Washington, Multnomah, and Clackamas counties dedicated to educating the public about the impact of stormwater on our rivers and streams. For the past 2 years, the coalition has invited Portland area middle and high school students to create original videos on how our daily actions impact rivers and streams. Here to tell us more about this year's winners, we have Megan Hansen, an educator with Environmental Services Clean Rivers Education Program. Welcome, Megan. Please introduce us to these students and these wonderful films.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Mapps. My name is Megan Hansen with the Clean Rivers Education Program with Environmental Services. And soon we will introduce the student award winners. I am going to share my screen if I can do it successfully and tell you a little bit more about the River Starts Here video contest. Are you able to see, am I sharing screen? Oh, what a relief. as Commissioner Mapps suggested, the Regional Coalition for Clean Rivers and Stream is a partnership with municipalities across Multnomah, Washington, and Clackamas counties. And we're all dedicated to educating the public about the impact of stormwater on our rivers and streams. And in 2021, the coalition launched its second annual The River Starts Here video contest. The contest was open to middle and high school youth, and students were invited to submit original videos about how our daily actions can impact rivers and streams. The contest had multiple categories. In the section of clean water actions category, students could submit videos about active transportation. minimizing pollution from driving and maintaining vehicles. They could submit under the category of rivers are also drinking water, reducing stormwater pollution down our drains for clean drinking water. Climate change, taking action to stop climate impacts on salmon and our waterways. Leave no trace, protecting rivers while enjoying the outdoors. And new to this year's contest was a category on community storytelling, which we were really thrilled to add to the contest this year. And it was to highlight the work of a community organization that's working for clean rivers and streams. And these organizations could be working on environmental justice issues, protecting waterways, or engaging people in the outdoors. And $500 awards were presented in for the best clean water action video, best BIPOC filmmaker, and the People's Choice Award, in which during a 1 week period back in June, that students rallied friends and families to vote for their videos online. And while this was a regional contest, we are beyond thrilled that three Portland students were winners of $500 awards for their original video submissions. And so I would love to introduce our award winners. The winner for the best BIPOC filmmaker was presented to Kay Kingston Bono from Portland's Harriet Tubman Middle School. And I don't believe that Kay was able to join us today, but you will see the video soon. The People's Choice Award was presented to Shay Stevens from Grant High School with the video Keep Our Rivers Clean. And the award for the clean water action of Leave No Trace went to Liliana Jacobson, a homeschool student, with the video called Don't Litter, Be Better. I'm going to stop sharing my screen, and I would love to introduce to you both Liliana and Shay. So if you don't mind unmuting and say hello, we'll start with, because I can see you first, Liliana, if you don't mind saying hello to everyone, and soon we will be watching your video.
Okay, hi, I'm Liliana.
Do you mind telling us what grade you're in?
I'm in eighth grade.
Fantastic. And what? Why did you decide to join the contest?
I like making movies. They're really fun for me to make, and just to be able to influence people is fun too. I don't know. It's just, it's interesting and fun to do.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'd like to introduce Shay, if you are able to.
Hi.
Introduce yourself.
Hi, Shay Stevens. I'm a senior at Grant High School. Yeah.
Wonderful. We'll have a chance if any of the commissioners have questions or thoughts for our award winners. And I'm wondering if we could now please present the videos. We will watch all three in succession. They're each about 54 seconds.
My name is Kay. I go to Harriet Tubman Middle School, and I'm about to complete my first full year of being in Blueprint. I love taking pictures in nature and seeing things in their natural state. Blueprint Foundation has been a good opportunity for me to go out into nature and also help save it. I love being able to enjoy the outdoors while helping our environment and the earth. I also enjoy learning new things and exploring our waterways, including the Columbia Slough, Willamette River, Columbia Rivers, Sandy River, and Johnson Creek. I'm also getting to meet a lot of cool people and make new connections. I feel like the relationships I'm making and the work that I'm doing will stay with me and impact the rest of my life.
Portland is known for its beautiful landscapes and fresh water. In fact, 32 bottling companies are located in Oregon alone. But it wasn't always like this. The Willamette River used to be one of the most polluted in the nation, at one point containing 65 harmful chemicals. In recent history, there have been many efforts to clean the area up, and they were mostly successful. But what can we as individual community members do to pollute less and make our water clean and sustainable for future generations? It all starts with what we put in our water, what we flush down the toilet, what we wash our cars with, and what we kill our weeds with. When we use toxic chemicals in our water, they eventually end up in the Columbia River. Things like medications, heavy metals, motor oil, and other chemicals need to be recycled elsewhere. And some places even do it for free. Do your part and keep our rivers clean.
Do you ever litter or forget about your trash? You might think it's fine if you just do it once. Right? Wrong. If every single person in the entire world littered and threw away at least one piece of trash, that would be about 7.9 billion pieces of trash. And a lot of that trash would go into our rivers, streams, and oceans. Where animals live and can eat or get stuck in the trash. So whenever you're about to litter, remember this video. And be better.
These students should be commended for their work. And I will just remind you that the students took this on while our education system was in online and hybrid mode. So this took, it wasn't just a school project that was assigned to them. This was truly self-motivated, and we're very proud of them. My job is to lead classroom and field trip programs. And anytime I'm working with students, I tell them we have a lot to teach adults. Students can teach so much to our community members, and they are the voices that will be our leaders in the future. And I think these students are representative of the hope that we have for the dedication and the positive messages that we can send out to the community. So we are here to honor these students and recognize their creative and original videos. And the important messages that they have for our whole region. So I want to say thank you, and I will turn it back to you, Commissioner Mapps. That is the presentation that I have, and congratulations, students. We're very proud, and thank you. It's not easy to step away from school to even join City Council, so thank you.
Absolutely, and thank you, Megan, for stewarding this project forward. And I just want to take a moment to really express my gratitude to Lillian and Shay and everyone who participated in this video contest. I'm the commissioner in charge of the Bureau of Environmental Services, and you did a great service to me and everyone else who works over at Environmental Services. You helped tell our story. You know, a lot of the work that we do is fundamentally about trying to keep our rivers and lands clean. This is often invisible work for most of Portlanders, and a lot of what we try to do is to educate our friends and neighbors about why that's important and what each and every one of us can do in order to keep our rivers clean and our lands pristine. The videos that you made for us today are an important step in this direction. I think most of you, I'm not sure about Shay, but I believe most of you will have a chance to participate in this video contest again in the future. I sure hope you will. I can't wait to get these up online so we can brag about you and help tell the story of environmental services here in Portland. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Megan and students. I have to say, I was so impressed with the shortness of the video, and I'm going to come back and ask some questions about that because the messages were so clear and they were very short, which says a lot about our attention span nowadays. I see Commissioner Rubio's hand is up, and then I will come back. Commissioner Rubio.
Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty. And thank you, Megan. I want to start off by saying how impressed I am with Shay and Liliana. We're so very proud to have you represent our city at this regional contest. And we are so lucky to have such active and talented student advocates in our community. It's clear that you have a lot of dedication to our natural environment. It's very evident, as is your creativity, and you get right to the point. I can't wait to see you all continue advocating for what's important, and especially now, because we're all in this climate emergency. And I know that the Bureau of Environmental Services and other environmental and climate focused bureaus are all thinking the same thing right now. And that's how can they stay connected to you both, so that they can recruit you both to work for us in the future? Because we all know how important that your voices are for the future of environment and also for climate action here at the city. So again, I just wanna say thank you for your wonderful work and congratulations on this very amazing accomplishment.
Thank you, Commissioner Rubio. Very, very well said. Both videos had a very clear message, and both spoke directly, I think, to the core of the issue. I'm curious, I'll ask Shay first. I'm curious, how did you focus so directly in the short period of time that you had?
Well, I had to make sure to use every bit of video and pair it with the same amount of voice to jam as much as I could in that 59-second time slot. When I was editing, all the information I wanted was over 5 minutes long. So it took me a while to kind of shove it all in one package.
You did a remarkable job. Absolutely. Thank you. And Lillian, for you, your message was clearly about this crisis, the climate crisis that we're in. And I just loved how you used the natural environment so effectively. So do you take pictures as well? Or do you consider yourself a photographer as well as a filmmaker?
I'm not quite sure. I don't take many pictures, actually. I mostly make videos and movies. It was interesting though, because I actually had too much time and I had to just lengthen it out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I just want to say, if you two represent the talent of students in the city of Portland, we are doing a really good job. And we are really grounding people in where we are as a community, but more importantly, in where we want to go. I am just so impressed with your clarity. Gosh, I wish I had that clarity at your age. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And Megan, what a jewel you are to be able to identify this kind of talent all across the region. And like Commissioner Mapps, I want to know, I bet you had some fabulous entries that we don't get to see. I would love to figure out how we showcase those young people as well, even though they didn't win. I just can't wait to see what they produced and how we can elevate those voices as we continue to develop public policy that's so critical at this moment, especially about climate mitigation, transit justice, and creating a more equitable, fair, and transparent city. So you guys are light years ahead of where I was at that age. So
we are excited to start sending out the materials for next year's video contest at the beginning of November. And so we will have a whole nother host of amazing artists join the ranks of filmmakers of importance in the city. And I will go back to the regional coalition to inquire about how we can get all the videos. The riverstartshere.org is where the contest information is, with the other award-winning videos from other jurisdictions. So that's another place I can share that.
Well, I think I can speak for my colleagues when I say we want to help elevate those voices. So however we can be helpful, we don't want to step on toes. We just want to help make sure those voices are out in the public sphere.
I I couldn't agree more. And it's a highly collaborative, very close partnership among quite a few municipalities. And so there is a lot of shared vision and effort, and we all have a shared mission of getting the word out about protecting clean water. And so it's a pretty important and an easy message to get behind.
Well, let me just say, I work with all those jurisdictions in my role as Transportation Commission, and I have never seen anything more spectacular come out of a regional collaboration. So I look forward to seeing what's next. Well done, Megan. Well done, Commissioner Mapps. Well done, students. Can't wait to see what's next. Is there any public testimony, Megan? Hi, Keelan.
No, this was a presentation, so we didn't have any sign up for this.
Excellent. Well, if there's nothing else for the good of the order, I say we are adjourned. Thank you once again, all. Have a great afternoon. And again, well done, everyone. Thank you. Bye-bye.